Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. The crowd has gone wild with excitement. That old beggar that used to sit in front of the temple is leaping around in the temple praising God because he can walk for the first time. And not just walk, but leap. Everyone wants to see what's happening as a crowd moves over to where this man is. One voice can be heard in the crowd. Of course, that's Peter. The crowd at the temple rushed over to where Peter and John were, next to the leaping man. The people were filled with amazement as Peter shouted to the crowd, "Men of Israel, why are you amazed at this man's healing? John and I have no power to make him walk. We're men just like you. Our God, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered and disavowed in front of Pilate. Pilate offered to release him, but no, you sent him to his death, the Prince of Life, the same man that God raised from the dead 3 days later, Jesus. We are his witnesses, and it is in his power, glory, and name that this man has been healed. Now, I do not blame you for the death of Jesus, because it was written in our Old Testament scriptures that Christ would suffer, die on a tree, and be returned to life. This is Jesus the Christ. He has fulfilled all these prophecies. Therefore, repent and return so that your sins may be wiped away, in order that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, that Christ appointed for you can restore all things which the prophets spoke about in the scriptures. Remember, God spoke to Abraham that through him, his seed, all families of the earth will be blessed. That day has arrived. Now turn from your wicked ways." This did not make Peter and John popular with the Jewish leaders who were watching all of this. What do you think they're going to do about it? This event is going to change everything. The leaders of the temple had Jesus killed. They had snuffed out this religious zealot. But now? More Jesus freaks? And healings in the temple? There is only one way they can respond, and that is, you're going to have to come back next time to find out what happens in the temple. I hope you'll return to hear my next story here at Lizard Tracks. Send me a text message at 513-440-6171. If you'd like to know how you can support this ministry, text the word support. I'm on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. This is Lizard Tracks.